What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Friday, the 8th of May. Hope you're well. Happy VE Day to you. It's 75 years since Europe was liberated from the war. And I forgot today was bank holiday, so I shouldn't be doing this podcast. So this is a Brucey bonus. I was meant to be... I don't do the bank holidays, but I moved it from the Monday to the Friday because today is the celebrate the day 75 years ago that we... the war ended, Second World War. So I have to do the podcast because I said I was going to do it yesterday. So I'm a unprofessional like that. I have to do what I say I'll do, and I've got fuck all else to do anyway. So I'm stir crazy in the house anyway. So I might as well. And it's been boiling up today. It's been really warm outside. They weren't wrong about the Ibiza weather coming along. I've been sweating in all kinds of rooms in the house. Not for any other reason than cleaning, so don't get funny ideas in your head. But I caught the 2 minute silence today. I've been watching VE Day stuff a lot of today as well, all the old footage. The color, when they recolor recolor the old photos and recolor some of the interviews and stuff like that, it's so... It's weird because when it's black and white, it seems like so long ago. But when it's colour, it seems like it's today. It brings them as if when you're looking at people who were 75 years ago. Obviously, they're young because they're old now. They're old people. But when you see them as young in black and white photos, they seem so distant, and they seem from a bygone era, which. They are, to a degree, but when you see them in colour, it seems like it could be a neighbour, it could be a brother, it could be a sister. They're just as alive as you and me today. And, yeah, so when they did the two-minute silence and everything, it's funny because that's really strong as well. I'll be silent all day, apart from with my thoughts in my head. That's noisy as fuck. So I've always got noise. I've got fucking... it's almost like there's a fucking stereo on full blast in my head with somebody shouting on a megaphone. You know, they're megaphones where they're shouting, right, what are you doing today? What are you going to do? Don't do that. You can't do that. Don't say that. You're going to upset somebody. Don't do that. I've got that going on right now when I'm doing this podcast. But no, but the silence. But when you actually stop and do a two-minute silence, it's like... It's heavy. It bears heavy on you. You can feel it. You can almost, because, you know, you watch, I mean, I did it through the TV, but sometimes you do it out in the street or in the parks and whatever, don't you? But the silence and when everybody's like all complying at the same time, you can really feel it. I mean, obviously 2 minutes is only seems a short time, but it does, it's long enough when you're doing it, and it's a good time to sort of, to get your mind thinking about those kind of things and think how lucky you are, even though we're going through this fucking shit at the moment, but it makes you think, you know, the shit that people went through on our behalf, just like Captain Tom. I'm all righteous today. You know why? Because it's VE Day, and that's why you got to celebrate it and you got to listen to me. This is why it's a bonus one. It's VE, it's a VE bonus, so I'm going to talk about it a lot. Captain Tom, anyway, who did his laps of the garden. He did raised 29. Was it 39 million altogether? Fucking hell! But the page that he did it through, Just Giving, because they take a percentage, don't they? So now everyone's on their back about the percentage because they're taking their percentage out of that as well, and it's 300 grand. Imagine every time they do a fundraiser, they make a fucking massive profit off it, which. That's what they do. That's their job. They've got to run the thing. But then nobody's having the 300k one. I mean, on smaller amounts, they should have it. They should have their small percentages or whatever, their percentages. But you can't keep your same percentage on like a fucking £39 million one. That's like, imagine, and all the other people that are raising money as well, because he's doing it. But there was the old lady going up the stairs. There was a young guy with a... cerebral palsy, I think it was. We have spina bifida doing it around his garden. There was a Sikh guy I saw yesterday. He was 100 and he's doing it fasting around his garden. And he's 100 and he was funny. He was like, he's always raising money apparently, but he was hilarious. It was really funny. And he looked really young. He didn't look, you know, he looked fucking really good for his age, if he's 100. But he was just going, I just want people to stay safe and I'm doing it for the goodness of everybody else. But he was talking in this really funny way. Anyway, but he, and he was fasting. So he was probably starving at the same time. He was probably fucking really hungry. I bet like everyone would give him a cheat. Because I think the people have been getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning to do that Ramadan, or going to bed at 3 in the morning because they've got to eat, or was it get up at 3 in the morning? Fuck knows. I don't know. It's sundown. You can't eat, you've got to have sundown to sun up, isn't it? Tough. It's hard work, that is. I'll tell you what. But they can't go to the mosque and they can't go to Mecca and they can't go all these places, so they're all having to do it. I saw somebody that they've to turn like the house into a mosques and into what's it called, cardboard sort of fucking mecca, a cardboard mosque, and they've turned it into like a canteen of fuck knows, I can't remember what I saw now. The child had built the house into like a cardboard mecca. Anyway, they give him something to do and he built a fucking mosque out of it, out of cardboard boxes. So they're all praying in it, basically, is what I was trying to get at. But then on another thing I saw was the Syrian family sitting in rubble having a meal. I don't think they were doing the Ramadan, but they were sitting in rubble having a meal at fucking on a piece of like wall that had like on a, was on a table, but the whole fucking place around them was a bomb site, just like the images from VE Day, from like you know, when the Berlin, and they were showing pictures of Berlin all bombed, and Berlin was like destroyed, same as like a lot of London was, the Blitz, totally destroyed. And that's what Syria looks like now. But I mean, there wasn't like a fucking, there wasn't one thing that looked like it was still working, or it was just a total bomb site. And this Syrian family was sitting having a meal together, family as it would, round a table in what was probably their house. The table's there where the table probably was, and the fucking the place is a proper bomb site. Just it's horrible, horrible to see. But that's normal to them. The same as what fucking VE Day was normal to sit around rubble and to play in rubble and to you know, to run around and hide and seek and stuff inside the old buildings and whatever else. Fucking mental, you know. And when Berlin was destroyed, that was like fucking on fire. The whole place was like literally just fucking carpet bombed, wasn't it, to shit. That's what forced the fucking the final victory. But you know, loads of innocent people got destroyed there as well, because I bet there was thousands of people who didn't have a choice but fucking didn't want to follow, but they had to fucking get bombed to shit. And so it comes both sides. Yeah, so what I was going to say, moving on, there's other news. There's other news to talk about. Let's move on to Brian May. Brian May has been rushed to hospital because his bum muscles have been torn. You know, Brian May from Queen. And this is not another sexual innuendo. He'd done it gardening. I don't know how he did it. He ripped his gluteus maximus. Gluteus maximus, is that a real muscle? To shreds in a moment of over enthusiastic gardening. Gluteus maximus. That sounds like fucking what's his name, Russell Crowe in The Gladiator. That sounds like his name, is it? Gluteus maximus. Obviously it's a Roman Latin word, isn't it? But tore it to shreds in a moment of over enthusiastic gardening. Fucking hell, he must have been doing the spandex one, the yoga version. Must have, like, I mean, gardening's obviously dangerous then. That's why I don't do it. Gardening's dangerous to me anyway, because I got serious hay fever. Well, I used to have when I was a kid. And fucking cut grass is the enemy of anybody with hay fever. I can't stand gardening anyway. I mean, gardening is like, actually, I'd like to learn how to grow stuff, vegetables and stuff like that, for Armageddon days. For days like today, if I have a garden, which I haven't got, but I could do a window box. I'll tell you the main thing I'd like to do for herbs. Not the smoking herbs, that as well, but also the herbs like basil and all that kind of stuff. Because every time I buy them, I use a bit and it goes off. Either that or you've got to have basil in every fucking thing that you eat for the next 3 days so that you get to use it all. Otherwise, you use a bit and then you forget. The next day you have something else. Next thing you know, you go, oh, I'll have some of that basil. Oh, it's all wilted and gone off. So one of them window boxes, we're doing all that. You know, you can grow the weed in that as well if you want, but... You know, but in the garden, like an allotment, you know, like for all the vegetables and whatnot. We used to just steal them as kids. I was always coming back with... I was like the vegetable kid. I was like the vegetable patch kid. I didn't have a vegetable patch, but there was fucking rhubarb and everything all around the... I used to grow... No, it wasn't always what people had grown. Sometimes it was just wild, but it was in people's back gardens and it was wild. So, you know, we'd go and steal it, but we weren't stealing it from people who put in hard work. We were ripping up the fucking cabbages and whatever. It was wild, what's it called? Rhubarb or apples and pears and all that kind of shit. All the fucking, you know, the trees in the back garden and whatever. Sometimes it'd be stuff they've grown, but, you know, half the time I wasn't allowed with a diary where you've got it fucking wrote down that all their cabbages should be coming right round about now. Let's get in there. It was nothing like that. It was just what you saw on the day, weren't it? What? That's fucking minor. That's minor. That ain't hardcore. I didn't lead on to a darker life after that. I'm relatively... I've got a relative clean sheet, so, you know, not unlike other people. Perverts who threaten to distribute sexual or intimate images of another person could face up to 2 years in jail. Well, that's lucky. That's all right then. So I was worried about those. Half the time, people send them for fucking free anyway, don't they? They normally send them around, pinging them to each other. This day and age, people are desensitized to nude images and stuff, especially dick pics. Blokes who send dick pics, they're just like fucking kidding themselves, aren't they? They are, really are, like looking for the one, needle in a haystack, one woman who goes, fucking hell, nice one, and responds, go, yeah, I like the look of that, why don't you come and have a look? Gay people do. I've spoken to my mate who's gay, and he's like, fucking dick pics work in their community because the blokes who send them, they've got the same fucking what's it called? Promiscuous attitude on the other side of the receiver. And they're like, yeah, yeah. And they send one back. It's almost like a meeting. That's, you know, Tinder. Do you have Tinder just for dicks, for gay people? I suppose they don't. Well, they have the face photos and then they just... So he said, they send each other a dick pic. Go, yeah, I like the look of yours. Why don't we meet up? He has a fucking great time with it. But it don't work with men to women. Not half the time, anyway. Very, very, very few and far between. Not that I've got any knowledge of doing it. I don't think it would be... you know. Or you could play Eeny, Meeny, Miny, but guess who, couldn't you? Whose is it? 10 of you. There's potentially 10 of you. If you guess right. Anyway. That's just a sexual game of guess who, yeah. So I'm not going to start creating sexual board games. I could do. It's mine and my idea again. So if anybody's thinking of stealing my ideas, please make sure you realise that I've got all these on record, recorded, and I'll be wanting royalties for anything that comes from this podcast. You know, swear word Scrabble. That's another one. 15,000 pubs in crisis. Fucking about to, they're going to open them soon. Well, 15,000 pubs could close or for good if they're not allowed to reopen till the end of September. They close 10,000 a month anyway, usually. That's what you usually read in the paper, that or 4,000 or 5,000. Let's go a lower number, say 1,000 a month. That's still nearly 15,000 in a year, or just under. They're going out of business left, right and centre anyway because the fucking government squeeze them on their tax. They should do something like take the tax off all the beer and let them sell it. Like Witherspoon's prices. That's why I don't know how Witherspoon's does it. But if every pub could sell, because some pubs are going, they're like £6 a pint. Witherspoon's is £2.50 a pint or £3 a pint for the same things. So if everybody could do that, then at least Witherspoon's can go out of business and everybody else, the independents, can carry on trading. That's all right. That's good in my book. But how are they going to do that anyway? But that means people can go, because no one's going to order. You know, when you can go to the off license, you need to challenge off license prices. Then you can't like charge £6 a pint if you're not only just a takeaway, home takeaways, because that's what they're going to have to do. Takeaways, aren't they? So, or just going to be the old days like the summer where you have to stand outside the pub. You can't go in, but you can stand outside, or the beer gardens and that. We used to stand outside a pub. It didn't even have a beer garden. You just literally, it was a massive pub, but it had a big long front, and everyone would just stand outside the front, and they'd just be out there from 12 o'clock in the daytime till 12 o'clock at night, outside, just getting pissed and fucking causing trouble. Drinking, smoking, fucking everything you could think of. Stealing. People coming selling the stuff that they've stole. It was like a trade movement going on in there. People go out in one set of clothes and then go home in another because they bought new clothes in the pub. Sometimes throwing the other ones away because they'd be that shit. or they just put them in a bag. Yeah, it was good. Good old days. And people still do it. I've not been to that pub for about 10 years, but I've got a mate who still goes and he still does exactly the same. Same people. Same stories, probably, because they probably haven't been up to much since. Where are we going? Tyson's looked like he's back. I told you he's doing a charity fight. It looks like he's coming back. Bare knuckle fight at Wembley Arena. Why is it after? That'd be good. He's going to be fighting Danny Williams, who he had a fight on him once a while ago, but he beat him. The Englishman did. But they're going to have a bare knuckle fight, maybe. And he said the pay-per-view is already fucking going to be massive. They already think he's going to be massive. So, yeah, that'd be good. Charity fight. He'll do it as well, won't he? He can't wait to fucking... He's pent up. He can't wait to fucking knock somebody out. He said he misses the old Mike Tyson. He misses even himself. He misses his hold himself. So even Evander Holyfield's coming back at 54, he's thinking of having a go. Because they just feel like they're nothing without it, don't they? That's who they are. That's who they are, but they're not being it for so long. So that's a loophole that they can come out and do it and make millions and millions and millions and millions of pounds. Because that boxing, they just make fucking ridiculous amount of money. It doesn't equate to the job. I know they work hard and they train hard and they're in the fucking round for 50, but some of them could walk away with 20 million. You know, it's like, fuck that. I ain't going to go back in the ring after that. I could make that last me forever. 10 lifetimes. And I wouldn't want to be a boxer again, but it's in a minute. It's bread. It's their bread and... especially Tyson. I mean, fuck me. He's like... A living legend, isn't he? When it comes to the sportsmanship, the sport, should I say? Only Muhammad Ali could really top it, and people before him, or Joe Lewis and people like that. A parrot. I watched a bare knuckle fight the other day. Two gypsies had a bare knuckle. Something went wrong with the screens. I've had to sort it out, so I'm back in the room, and let's move on to the last. Couple of things. A parrot has learnt how to offer his owner a cup of tea. A cup of tea. This lazy get has taught his parrot how to make him a cup of tea. The cook offers him one, and then turns the kettle on, and then he comes over, says, "Do you want a cup of tea?" He says, "Yeah," and he goes and put the kettle on. wants a cuppa, and then waddles over to the kettle and flicks it on. I don't know if he's picking up the kettle with his beak. That's a bit fucking dangerous. I don't think he'd manage that one, but. That's quite clever. Parrots are good, aren't they? I'd like a pet parrot. I could handle a pet parrot. I'd teach him a few things. I'll tell you what, it'd be one of the swearing ones, like the one the other day. The Cockney parrot that I talked about, this one would be the Brummie parrot. It'd swear in the Brummie accent. Be good, though. Get it to answer the phone and stuff for you. That's the best one. Get it to answer the phone and go, "Oh, fuck off, mate," to all the sales calls that I get them on a fucking regular basis, all day, every day. People telling me I've had a car accident. People telling me I don't want to change my... do life insurance and all that kind of stuff. Just get a parrot to answer the phone and go, "Yeah, it's me. Fuck off, mate. Fuck off, mate. I don't want anything to do with you. Stop calling this number." Because they're parrots themselves. They keep calling. It's the same people every day. So get them back with the same in reverse, parrot them in the reverse. That's a good idea, Wayne. Thanks for coming up with this. You can all have that one. Right, last one, or two. A thief who stole £30,000 worth of car parts was caught because he left a sock behind. Dumbass, what's he doing taking his sock off? He was doing good until he was doing good, as in, like, he's done a good raid for the amount of money that he's stolen, 30 grand. People normally just nicking fucking people's TVs and stuff. But then he took his shoes and socks off. What's he doing? Picking his fucking feet or whatever, why he's there. Fucking idiot. Anyway, good, he got caught. He deserves it. So, probably left his toenails and stuff behind. Probably fucking, you know, massaging his feet or whatever, why he's there. Fucking dumbass. Anyway, Banksy, last one. I can't finish on a fucking dumb bastard like that. I don't like thieves anyway, really, but not people who are thieving off small enterprises. A good fucking bank robbery is not too bad. If it's not like nobody gets hurt and it's like clever. Got a lot of clever people who fucking use their... they've got clever ways of making money and not fucking ripping people off. Anyway, he's got a clever way of making money. Banksy can't fucking stop coming up with good ideas. And he's making money for other people. And that's what I like. And he's put this Banksy in the hospital in Southampton. It's a new one. And it's a Banksy of a little boy with his toys. And he's got the toys of Batman and everything are in the bin. And he's got like a superwoman, a nurse as a Superman in his hand. And he's playing with the nurse as as his new favourite toy. And that's going to be worth loads of money. It's been donated to the hospital. So that's fucking money. And the guy can't stop making money. And he comes up with such... Every single thing he comes up with is poignant and such a good idea. The one he did in Birmingham a while ago with the homeless, because there's a big homeless problem, especially around that area where we put the Banksy, of the reindeer at Christmas with the homeless man. They've got the reindeer on the bench, and they've got the reindeer taken off as they would with a sleigh, but the bench is the sleigh, and there's the picture, and there's homeless people, and the homeless guy sleeps on that bench, and they've got a photo of a homeless guy there as the sleigh's taken off. So another good one. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. And again, as I said, happy VE Day. Enjoy the rest of the celebrations at home and in the garden. I've seen loads of people having VE celebration parties in the garden. So there's loads of street parties going on. I might have to stick my head out and try and enjoy somebody else's from a distance. Anyway, have a great day. See you later. See you next week. Bye.